recorded more than 36 number one country hits in a career that spans 6 decades, from the 1960s right through to today. In his amazing lifetime, he overcame an early life of crime and a prison term in San Quentin, where a performance by Johnny Cash changed his destiny and set him on course that saw him become the working man's poet.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
The Hag sold millions of records, influenced many other artists, and entertained millions. Hank salutes the late, great Merle Haggard.
Hank 96.1, your home for the country legends. I'm Carl Shannon. Wednesday, April 6th, we lost a true legend. Merle Haggard passed away on his 79th birthday. Merle was an amazing singer, an amazing songwriter, a great musician, and after his father passed away when he was only 9, Merle's mom had to raise him alone, and Merle says he was pretty much a problem child.
Yeah, and I was, to say the least, probably the most incorrigible child you could think of. I was already on the way to prison before I realized it, actually. I was really a kind of a screw-up. But, and I really don't know why. I think it was mostly just out of boredom and lack of a father's attention, I think.
I think you were 14 when your mother put you in a juvenile home.
No, she didn't put me in a juvenile home. The authorities put me in there for truancy, for not going to school. They gave me a 6 months in like a road camp situation, and I ran off from there and stole a car. And then the next time I went back, it was for something serious. And then I spent the next 7 years running off from places. I think I escaped 17 times.
Let's play one of Merle's huge hits. Here's Mama Tried as we remember Merle Haggard on Hank 96.1.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Country legends, Hank 96.1. That's Mama Tried from Merle Haggard. And Merle says the song Mama Tried is pretty much a song about his life.
Well, it really is very, very close, at least. There's some things we fudged on slightly to make it rhyme. But the majority of it, I'd say 97% of it's pretty accurate, I guess. I lived in an oil community called Oildale, and there was a daily train that went into the oil fields, and it was a steam train back in those days, and I actually grew up every evening, you know, kind of looking forward to seeing that old train pull out of there with about 40 or 50 oil tankers back during the war, you know, and so it was less than a stone's, well, maybe 150 feet from my back door to where the railroad track ran, and I actually grew up right next to it. My dad worked for the Santa Fe Railroad, and he only lived, I was 9 when he passed away, but I think probably the first time I ever jumped on that old oil tanker was probably, I was about 5 years old. My mother would have died if she had known I'd been up there. We used to put pennies on the track, you know, and we'd hop that old train, ride a block or two and jump off. So it was something we learned to do young. We'd watch the brakemen and the trainmen do it, you know, and it wasn't really all that hard.
What's the worst or the most surprising experience that you had on a freight train?
The worst? There's a lot of bad experiences. I got on a freight in Oregon one time, and it was leaving out of Eugene, and it went up into the Cascades and into a snowstorm, and I was traveling in the ice compartment, and it... Me and two other hoboes was in there, and it got rather cold in that metal. And I remember they stopped up in the mountains and then climbed up out of that ice compartment, and I'm shaking so bad that I dropped my suitcase off the top of the freight and I had to get off for a while and get her up my clothes.
Gee, that sounds awful. Did you have frostbite?
Somehow or another, somebody watched out for me. I didn't get anything like that.
Merle also talked about growing up, reform school, prison, and more.
Those are the sort of things that a guy unknowingly, like myself, I guess I was gathering up meat for songs, you know. I don't know what I was doing. I really kind of was crazy as a kid, and then all of a sudden, you know, and while I was in San Quentin, I one day understood that I saw the light, and I just didn't want to do that no more. And I realized what a mess I'd made out of my life. And I got out of there and stayed out of there, never to go back. And went and apologized to all the people I'd wronged and tried to pay back the people that I'd taken money from, borrowed money from, or whatever. And I think when I was 31 years old, I paid everybody back that I'd ever taken anything from, including my mother.
And if you didn't know it, Merle was also a resident once on death row.
Yeah, I got caught for making beer. Just making some beer up there, and I got too much of my own beer and got drunk in the yard and got arrested. And it's hard to get arrested in San Quentin, but I did. And they sent me to what was known as the Shelf. And the Shelf is part of the North Block, which you share with the inmates on death row. And that was the, as you put it, sobering experience for me. I wound up with nothing to lay on except a Bible and an old concrete slab, and woke up from that drunk that I'd been on that day. And I could hear some prisoners talking in the area next to me. In other words, there was a alleyway between the back of the cells, and I could hear people talking over there, and I recognized the guy as being Carroll Chessman, a guy that they were fixing to execute. And I don't know, it was just something about the whole situation that I knew that if I ever got out of there, if I was lucky enough to get out, I made up my mind while I still had that hangover that I was all finished.
Here's another Merle classic, Lonesome Fugitive, as we remember Merle Haggard on Hank 96.1.
my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days, while Mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. I'd run the law or spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Is my home. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Remembering Merle Haggard here on Hank 96.1.